and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
A new study reveals the percentage of Nashville real estate purchases made by investors.
A downtown Nashville factory is closing their doors, giving way to valuable real estate.
And speaking of valuable real estate, one of the largest land deals in downtown Nashville just closed.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily. Terrific Tennessee book. I didn't think I hit it so far away,
but I guess he did.
Good morning, Nashville. For those of you who are not familiar with Terrific Tennessee, this is a game that that we'd like to play, and it's us against Stuart, where we try to stump him. But you at home can play as well. This is published in 1996.
There's probably a free copy of it online somewhere.
Probably. It's still like six. It's held its value. It was $6 when it released. Still selling for $6 online.
Yeah.
So that's good. It held its value, but has a bunch of really cool little facts in it that we try to stump Stuart with. This is fact number 305, Stuart.
All right.
The flyaway in Pigeon Forge, which may not even be there anymore. This is just a fact. I already gave it away. Is a virtual wind tunnel that simulates skydiving indoors. The only one in the U.S. Apparently, I'm sure that's not the case anymore.
Yeah, that's way different.
This kind of shows you how dated this is in just a little bit. We've talked about Memphis being the second largest inland port.
Yes,
in the United States. Let's see.
Oh, we've gone turn some pages.
I know we've gone over a lot of these right here. We've gone over that Dale Hollow Lake is home of the only world's freshwater what?
Pearls.
No.
Oh. Dale Hollow Lake?
Yes.
I'm not sure what that one is.
Jellyfish.
Oh, jellyfish, yeah. Yeah, we've gone over that.
Yep.
And I got it wrong the first time.
Gosh.
But Tennessee State Gem. Is a Tennessee freshwater pearl.
It is. This will be fun. You can give a little more context than this gives it right here. The first public library in the state opened in 1833 was where? Or 1813?
Nashville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little history on that.
It opened downtown. There's not the first like really, really big donation to actually expand our library system came in from Andrew Carnegie, and he donated $100,000 in the late 1800s to actually expand our library system throughout the county.
Yeah. So very cool. Terrific Tennessee kind of let me down today. not too many fun facts. We're getting through. We're going to have to buy a newer edition of that.
Or we're going to have to make our own.
Ooh.
And then you guys can purchase it at explorenash.com.
I like that. All right. Today's episode is sponsored by Blessed Day Coffee. So Stuart, the other day, when I was in the Midtown area, I went to it's been a long time, but I went to the Krispy Kreme off 21st.
Yep.
And let me tell you,
one of like three Krispy Kremes in Nashville,
their hot sign was on, and it's been probably a decade since I've actually had like Krispy Kreme straight off the conveyor belt. They ignore the ones that are right in front of them and they pick up the ones and hand it to you straight off the conveyor belt.
Yeah.
And oh, wow. Is that a great experience?
It's a fantastic experience.
I forgot how good those were. I don't know if I've ever had one that fresh before. It was really good. And I had some Krispy Kreme coffee as well.
You probably regretted that decision.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, even for someplace that's a donut and coffee place, you know, I know somewhere better where somebody can make some wholesale and get some wholesale coffee for their business or their office. And that's Blessed Day Coffee. You know why? It's because they're so freaking fresh and so sustainable. If you know somebody who owns a retail store, a grocery store, maybe a gift shop, or, you know, even just in Nashville, we'd like to be hospitable. How great would it be to walk into, you know, your everyday kind of shop that you go into?
Yeah.
There's fresh coffee.
Fresh coffee.
I mean, it'd be so nice. So if you have a coffee shop, restaurant, a cafe, retail store, grocery store, anything like that, and you want to have the best coffee ever, Blessed Day Coffee has an amazing wholesale coffee program. Here's some of their highlights from their website. They offer wholesale product pricing as well as training and educational support. They offer coffee equipment and complimentary consultation for your cafe, restaurant, or office. So there's no barrier. You don't have to say, I don't know anything about brewing coffee, so I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I could get it right. They have you covered. So from, it says on their website, from our signature single origin to custom blends to private labels, we love helping businesses by sourcing and roasting exceptional coffees and by providing an unparalleled customer service experience. And that's what you get with Blessed Day Coffee. And you can head over to blesseddaycoffee.com/wholesale. If somebody you know or you fit into that category, retail store, grocery, gift shop, coffee shop, cafe, or a restaurant, and you want some of the freshest coffee out there and a great experience for everybody who interacts with your business, to head to blesseddaycoffee.com/wholesale for more info.
So it seems like this episode we're really focusing in on the Midtown area, 12 South type area, the Gulch type area, more of the Gulch and Midtown.
That's, yeah, what you know what? Say. We aren't in the core of downtown today with our development news.
We're not, but it's really interesting. So there's a lot happening in Midtown. And one of the first things happening in Midtown is there is a milk production plant in Midtown that is closing its doors.
It's, I would like to say, oh man, what a surprise.
No, you knew this was coming.
Not because of it's a milk production facility, although the article kind of hints to the purchases of milk going down significantly as a whole over the past decade or so. Or 30 years, but because of its location, I think it's primarily its location. It is a very, very valuable piece of land. As you'll see, just down the street, there is land that is selling for hundreds of millions of dollars. And so this is very expensive land for a place to be on. And the facility that's closing is Country Delight Farms. It's a dairy facility in Nashville. It's essentially literally right off the interstate in downtown Nashville, more on the west side of Interstate for that 4065 road.
Oh, we can show it here on the Google Maps.
Hey, I love that. So this is coming from News Channel 5. Dairy Farmers of America announced a press release that plans to close its Country Delight Farms manufacturing facility in February. This is right off of Church Street.
Yep.
It employs 99 people. So
this area right here, this whole little block, that's the
entire facility. I wonder if that includes that parking lot of semi-trucks.
It's one of them, yeah. So there's another parking lot of semi-trucks here.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of,
This is most of this lot. So there's this little road right here, and so this huge lot, this is probably maybe 3 acres, maybe 4 acres.
Yeah,
it's
valuable.
Yeah, it's going to be very valuable. It's really interesting that Google Maps still says there's a lake or a body of water here. Yeah. We'll talk about more about this area here in a second.
Because that's
Broadwest.
Broadwest
now.
Right,
that's
now.
Not a body of water. Which it was really, what's really interesting about that plot of land is the developer was going to develop it in around 2008. He lost some money. And it ended up sitting empty, and then the rainwater just collected for a certain amount of time. And right before they were building Broadwest, they had these huge pump machines on the roads just pumping water out of there, and now Broadwest is there.
So it doesn't necessarily say in this article if Dairy Farmers of America, if this Country Delight Farms manufacturing facility owns the land, what they plan to do with it. They're kind of evaluating that right now. So we don't necessarily know. Obviously, the land is going to be up for grabs, and probably people are already behind closed doors trying to make deals right now with this land. That's how popular it's going to be. DFA said the closure does not impact DFA's other Nashville manufacturing facility that produces Purity Dairy products, which started right here in Nashville.
So that one is down on it's still on Lafayette, I believe, turning into Murfreesboro, or it's right turning into Murfreesboro at that point.
Yeah.
But that one is still there, and I assume some of the jobs are going to move over there. But you may be moving to Nashville, or you're visiting Nashville, and you're like, wow, there is a lot of people moving here.
That's true. We say that, and we live here.
Yeah, that's very true. But according to the Nashville Business Journal, there was a survey that was done on how much investment or investors are buying here in Nashville.
Well, the interesting thing is this was actually tracked from all of the business journals across the U.S.
Yeah, which is crazy.
So the Nashville Business Journal, if you don't know, is a part of a larger conglomerate of business journals across the United States. And the business journals analyzed data from Seattle-based Redfin Corporation, which tracked how many homes investors bought in 40 major metro areas across the United States in the third quarter, I'm guessing, of 2021.
Yeah, of 2021.
and so this was across the United States. Investors made up about 18.2% of all housing sales in quarter three. In Nashville, investors made up 21.4% of quarter three housing sales. This is the shocking part, up from 10.8% 1 year ago.
That's crazy. Let's throw up this photo real quick.
My God.
This is coming from the Nashville Business Journal. So that's giving you some statistics. It came in at number 16th for investors investing into the city. The total homes bought by investors, 2,130. Year-to-year change in homes bought by investors, 106.2%.
Ooh.
I don't know how that math actually adds up, but okay.
It's from 10.8% to 21.4% is a 106.2% change.
Okay. Total value of homes bought by investors, $1.1 billion. The median price for homes bought by investors was $340,000.
Which is pretty. That's pretty wild. That over one in five homes in Nashville is bought by an investor, which
means
year over year went from one out of every 10 to one out of every five.
Yeah.
That is fairly significant. They should have done. How many of those are BlackRock?
Yeah, it's probably quite a few.
Yeah.
I get phone calls probably once or twice a week, and people are like, I want to buy your home. I'm
sticking
like,
a cash offer note in your mailbox.
And I'm like, for $1 million,
yeah.
You and I can talk. But other than that, stop calling me.
Oh, yeah. It is pretty wild that we are seeing this. And, makes you wonder what the percentage of increase is going to be over the next year and what effect that has on the housing market. We are not people smart enough to analyze that and spit out relevant information for you on that, but those are the numbers.
Yes.
And they are very, very important to know. Speaking of important numbers that you should know, did you know that here in Davidson County, the fatal drug overdose increase in 2020 was 32%. Pretty large number there. The trend hasn't slowed much in 2020. That's why Davidson County has joined the Partnership to End Addiction. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to ending the addiction and substance use epidemic in America. And they have launched the Spike Alert by Text program for residents. The Spike Alert by Text program is a free and confidential program that delivers customized messages directly to a subscriber's cell phone. The system allows families, caregivers, and community members to receive spike notifications of overdoses issued by local law enforcement and public health officials. Program participants can also receive messages from the Partnership to End Addiction customized to their family's needs, providing additional support, information, and resources to address a loved one's substance abuse. To learn more, go to drugfree.org/spike or text spike to 855-963-5659. That's drugfree.org/spike for all of their resources, or text spike to 855-963-5659 to get these personalized messages to your phone. These alerts all already go out with the Davidson County Emergency Management System, but it doesn't hit your cell phone. So I would recommend, if you want those to go to your cell phone, you want more information, head to that link, drugfree.org/spike. All right, let's head over to Explore's Nashville tip of the day.
For Explore's Nashville tip of the day, it's a great day to head to 5th and Broadway. It's raining, so 5th and Broadway has some great indoor attractions. They have the Apple Store. They have the museum. They have a lot of retail spaces.
You may still have to make a reservation for the Apple Store there.
I have no idea.
You may.
I have not been to that Apple Store yet, but one of the great places that's indoors in 5th and Broadway is Assembly Food Hall. So you have Assembly Food Hall North and South.
Yes.
There's over 20-some restaurants inside of Assembly Food Hall. You can get hot chicken, sushi, burgers, Middle Eastern food. You can get crepes. You can get donuts. You can get ice cream. You can get those little no-baked cookies. There's a lot of
cookie
options.
Cookie dough,
yeah.
It's called no-baked. They don't form into the cookies yet.
They don't form into the cookies because it's called No Bake. But there's plenty of options for you at Assembly Food Hall.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a great place to be, especially Elixir Coffee is actually really, really good. They've came in and they've done some incredible things there. You have Blanco, which is incredible Mexican food downtown. That's honestly most people's favorite out of 5th and Broad that we've on a broad level. When we've asked people, Blanco has been a hit down there. So if you haven't gotten to check out 5th and Broad yet, it's a great place to experience a bunch of Nashville food without having to bebop around like the downtown area a whole lot and go from place to place, and you don't have to worry about the rain. So head to Assembly Food Hall and 5th and Broad today. Parking's not bad. If you've not parked downtown in the 5th and Broad area, it's pretty good. It's pretty inexpensive. Check that out maybe before it gets busy over this weekend. That is Explore's Nashville tip of the day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is in part brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to ScreenThreads.com. As I mentioned yesterday, they are hiring. So if you are looking for a job, email Scott at ScreenThreads.com.
There you go. Get your job. All right. Okay, we're headed back to an area that is very, very close to the factory that is shutting its doors. So for reference, we'll put the lake as reference for us here, which, you know, you can see how close this actually is to a property that just finalized, I believe.
Yes.
Just finalized their purchase. We had talked about some of the plans here before. This first one's actually their Edgehill site.
Yeah, so their Edgehill site. So this is going to be right. Hold on, let me do this Google map thing.
Yeah, so their Edgehill site, this is coming from the Nashville Business Journal. A Chicago firm came in and purchased this Edgehill site. Both the sites we're going to be talking about today come from Beeman Automotive. They're kind of selling off everything that they have. They paid Marquette paid $42.32 million for this area, 1000 Hawking Street, according to the deeds that filed. And this is a Chicago-based place that bought this property.
So all of this, this parking lot, this body shop, all of this land basically is what they purchased.
Wow.
So how many acres was it?
So this is nearly 7 acres,
okay,
according to the deeds. So this prices out at about $6.22 million per acre.
And they're going to be doing some really cool things here. So as you know, this is right at the edge of the gulch, but they're going to be doing they're building an apartment complex that's going to have 550 residential units. We mentioned this a couple months ago. They're going to have 5 buildings, 3 8-story and 2 6-story buildings.
I think that's good. That's going to look good right next to the interstate.
Yes, it is. It's imagine like living there though and hearing all those car crashes that happen right there. That would just be so awful. At least 15,000 square feet of retail space. I was actually expecting way more than that.
Yeah.
Up to 444,000 square feet of non-residential space. So is that businesses?
So I'm not sure exactly how they're classifying this. There's a lot of, I think, green space that they're building.
Oh, yeah. They're doing some of the parks. Yeah.
So it could be some of your green space, your park type stuff. We'll show a photo of it here in just a second.
And then up to 200 hotel rooms.
Yeah. So the Edgehill site, which is bound by Hawkins Street, 12th Avenue South, and Interstate 40. If you thought 12th South was a busy area to drive on, just wait.
Yeah, just wait.
So the properties are considered some of the best development sites in Nashville due to their large size, visibility, and proximity to downtown. Absolutely. This is going to be just as valuable as having property in the Gulch or living close to the Gulch because of its proximity to the Gulch and downtown. And the views are going to be pretty spectacular themselves because it kind of sits up on a hill where you can see kind of the mountains of Brentwood and
yep.
And Radnor Lake and everything like that. So here's a photo of a rendering that the Nashville Business Journal has put on their website, courtesy of Metro Planning Department. This is actually pretty cool. So it looks like it's really geared towards small community and experiencing this area rather than just living here, which is, I think, the goal of this place.
Yeah, especially with the outdoor park and possibly like maybe like an amphitheater type situation. I'm really excited about this place. Does it say when they're breaking ground in the article?
They don't tell anything about when they plan on breaking ground here. They just say what the plans are, with it just be under contract. There's no timeline yet. But I'm would assume like most of these projects in Nashville, I have not seen one that's wasted any time as soon as they've bought, certain properties. Now it depends on,
metro permits,
depends on, what happens with it, anything that needs to be cleared there. But I would assume they would get to work fairly quickly.
All right, so now let's make our way into Midtown. This is also another land that's just sold that was part of Beeman's property. There's still a little bit more land available in Midtown that Beeman is selling,
which is crazy
to think about. But I really want to do like a zoom out view and then focus into this neighborhood. So if you can show up Google Maps real quick.
All right, and we're gonna zoom.
All right, so I-65 40. There's the lake. This is the.
I was really hoping to zoom in and come there.
This is the dairy site that we talked about earlier in this episode. But now make that sound effect again.
Oh, it's like magic.
All right, now we have to zoom out a little bit.
Oh, man.
Too much. But this land right here from McGavick to 16th Avenue to Broadway to 14th, this is the land that just sold.
Huge.
It is a large piece of land.
This is large for and for a couple reasons. One, because of it's 8 acres in on Broadway property, which is just insane within itself.
Yes.
That all of that is for sale within one massive deal. The second thing is we had talked kind of over the Thanksgiving holiday about some of the things that might be happening, like putting caps over the interstate so that people could walk from one side of Broadway to the other over the interstates. And, you know, that's a very long-term vision and a very long-term project, but these are all very long-term deals that we are seeing right here. And we've seen the value of long-term thinking like Fifth and Broad, like Nashville Yards, and we know the potential now of what those properties could be to Nashville. And so that's why a place like this is very valuable to have all of that land and all of that vision inside of one area instead of only being able to produce one or two buildings.
Well, that's not even including what's happening across the streets.
Yeah.
And so right here, because you have Broad West, which should be opening here soon, you have all of this that's going to be developed because it's a Subaru dealership right now. How long do you think this White Castle is going to last, Aaron?
They're holding out, man. They are holding out.
So there's a car dealership right here.
As long as that McDonald's lasts on Broadway.
Well, that McDonald's is really fascinating because it's burnt down like 3 times in the last 20 years. But what I think is going to happen to that McDonald's is somebody's going to buy it, turn it into a skyscraper, and the McDonald's is going to be the primary restaurant.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
But right here is a car lot as well. And then White Castle. This is like the last remaining White Castle, I believe, in the Southeast United States. And so they're probably holding on like that last blockbuster up in Oregon or whatever.
That's funny.
But all of this in the next 5 years will be extremely different. There's even talk about down here developing even more of all of this.
Oh, so, for sure. Oh, well, we talked about that earlier this year. The land was bought.
Yeah.
And so people are just kind of waiting to make moves and they're getting ready for it, or they're holding on to it and they will sell it later. But this area, so we talked about the 6 acres on Edge Hill that closed for $42 million.
It is to Edge Hill. So this is this.
Yeah.
And then this is the 8 acres that we're
really
talking about
freaking
right now.
Close.
They're so close.
So $42 million sold for the 6 acres there. These 8 acres. Broadway facing acres, Broadway land, sold for $110 million for those 8 acres.
All of this little square sold for $110 million.
Yep. Wow. $110 million. That makes it over double the dollars per acre for what that other Beeman property sold for. That was around 6 point something million. This makes this $13.75 million per acre. And the National Business Journal says this price is one of the highest ever paid for developable land in Nashville.
Well, it's also crazy because the people who ended up buying it is GBT Realty Corp. And we talked about them last week. They're actually doing another building on West End.
They're doing right a lot.
There. Yeah, they are. right near Centennial Park, where that old Smoothie King was and that Rite Aid and that ugly looking building across from Vanderbilt, which Vanderbilt is, that new building is absolutely incredible. They are developing a lot here in Nashville. Also, I think, isn't GBT also doing the other one where the Piggly Wiggly site is going or was?
I believe so. However, they are, GBT with this project, they're partnering with Monarch.
Okay.
Monarch Alternative Capital. They have offices in New York and London, and they have $9.5 billion dollars worth of assets in management.
Wow. That's a lot of assets.
Yes. Most recently, the site's publicly filed plans include 1.32 million square feet of office space, 350 hotel rooms, residential buildings with a combined 1,000 units, restaurant space, and 60,000 square feet of retail.
That's more office space than what the Nashville Yards has.
Yep.
The Nashville Yards only has 1 million square feet of office space.
Yep.
Oh, dang. competition.
Yeah. So there are still, like you said, there are still some Beeman sites up for grabs. And so I'm almost surprised. If you're just going to grab it, just grab it all. But maybe the timing's not right.
Plans.
Maybe it doesn't fit. Maybe people are waiting to see what people are doing with parts of Beeman before they continue buying more.
Oh, GBT is also working on the 122-1, which is across the bridge from this bridge development.
So they're just going to own that little
corner. It's going to be GBT and then Vanderbilt. That's the biggest landowners in Nashville and Midtown.
Yeah, it really will. But let us know your thoughts on this because, this is pretty significant to see these purchases happening so close to each other. But we've got more development news coming your way. I mean, this is not at all the end of some of the development news in Nashville.
Yeah, you thought we were done talking about food and development. That's all coming next week.
All right. We hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. See you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.